Tuesday, November 17th, 1942. Dearest Kitty, Mr. Dussel has arrived. Everything went smoothly. Meep told him to be at a certain place in front of the post office at 11 a.m. when a man would meet him, and he was at the appointed place at the appointed time. Mr. Kleiman went up to him, announced that the man he was expecting to meet was unable to come, and asked him to drop by the office to see Meep. Mr. Kleiman took a streetcar back to the office while Mr. Dussel followed on foot. It was 11:20 when Mr. Dussel tapped on the office door. Meep asked him to remove his coat so the yellow star couldn't be seen and brought him to the private office, where Mr. Kleiman kept him occupied until the cleaning lady had gone. On the pretext that the private office was needed for something else, Meep took Mr. Dussel upstairs, opened the bookcase, and stepped inside, while Mr. Dussel looked on in amazement. In the meantime, the seven of us had seated ourselves around the dining table to await the latest addition to our family with coffee and cognac. Meep first led him into the Frank family's room. He immediately recognized our furniture, but had no idea we were upstairs, just above his head. When Meep told him, he was so astonished he nearly fainted. Thank goodness she didn't leave him in suspense any longer, but brought him upstairs. Mr. Dussel sank into a chair and stared at us in dumbstruck silence, as though he thought he could read the truth on our faces. Then he stuttered, "Abba, but are you nicht in Belgium? The officer, the auto, they were not coming. Your escape was not working." We explained the whole thing to him, about how we deliberately spread the rumor of the officer in the car to throw the Germans and anyone else who might come looking for us off the track. Mr. Dussel was speechless in the face of such ingenuity and could do nothing but gaze around in surprise as he explored the rest of our lovely and ultra-practical annex. We all had lunch together. Then he took a short nap, joined us for tea, put away the few belongings Meep had been able to bring here in advance, and began to feel much more at home, especially when we handed him the following typewritten rules and regulations for the secret annex, a Van Dan production. Prospectus and Guide to the Secret Annex, a unique facility for the temporary accommodation of Jews and other dispossessed persons. Open all year round. Located in beautiful, quiet, wooded surroundings in the heart of Amsterdam. No private residences in the vicinity. Can be reached by streetcar 13 or 17, and also by car and bicycle. For those to whom such transportation has been forbidden by the German authorities, it can also be reached on foot. Furnished and unfurnished rooms and apartments are available at all times, with or without meals. Price? Free. Diet? Low fat. Running water in the bathroom. Sorry, no bath. And on various inside and outside walls. Cozy wood stoves for heating. Ample storage space for a variety of goods. Two large modern safes. Private radio with a direct line to London, New York, Tel Aviv, and many other stations. Available to all residents after 6 p.m. No listening to forbidden broadcasts, with certain exceptions, meaning German stations may only be tuned in to listen to classical music. It is absolutely forbidden to listen to German news bulletins, regardless of where they are transmitted from, and to pass them on to others. Rest hours. From 10 p.m. to 7:30 a.m., 10:15 a.m. on Sundays. Owing to circumstances, residents are required to observe rest hours during the daytime when instructed to do so by the management. To ensure the safety of all, rest hours must be strictly observed. Free time activities. None allowed outside the house until further notice. Use of language. It is necessary to speak softly at all times. Only the language of civilized people may be spoken. Thus, no German. Reading and relaxation. No German books may be read except for the classics and works of a scholarly nature. Other books are optional. Calisthenics? Daily. Singing? Only softly and after 6 p.m. Movies? Prior arrangements required. Classes. A weekly correspondence course in shorthand. Courses in English, French, math, and history offered at any hour of the day or night. Payment in the form of tutoring, for example, Dutch. Separate department for the care of small household pets, with the exception of vermin, for which special permits are required. Mealtimes. Breakfast at 9 a.m. daily, except holidays and Sundays, at approximately 11:30 a.m. on Sundays and holidays. Lunch, a light meal, from 1:15 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. Dinner, may or may not be a hot meal. Mealtime depends on news broadcasts. Obligations with respect to the Supply Corps. Residents must be prepared to help with office work at all times. Baths. The wash tub is available to all residents after 9 a.m. on Sundays. Residents may bathe in the bathroom, kitchen, private office, or front office as they choose. Alcohol, for medicinal purposes only. The end. Yours, Anne.